it's Kelly. I think this was the best part of the show today. That's why we call it the Kelly Cast. Brought to you by Aroma Joe's. Find your fuel.
All right. Hi, Coast 93.1. We got people on. We got a couple people lined up here talking about when someone actually did object to your marriage at the wedding. And someone had happened at their wedding. Kim's got a crazy dramatic story. Let me start with Brittany.
Hi.
So why do they do that? You know why they do that?
It started way back in the day when you had to travel for days by horseback to get to people's weddings. They didn't have the internet back then.
Right.
So it gave people the opportunity to show up and be like, yeah, I object because John is actually married to my cousin. Or, hey.
Oh. He's right. A cheetah.
Or, oh, hey, sorry, I forgot to tell you, like, you guys are cousins. Or,
right.
Or something like that. Like,
I love that they would wait until that moment. But we were so dramatic back then, weren't we?
Yeah.
Have digital watches.
Everyone's wearing right. wigs and stuff.
Right. There yeah. was no, like 23andMe, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you, Brittany.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, have a good one.
Okay.
So
now these took place in modern times, however, so that wasn't. It wasn't just because. Now, Kim. Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
So, Kim, you went to a wedding where you see someone object?
Yes. Okay. So this was in Massachusetts.
Uh-huh. Oh, that explains it.
Of course.
I love how she says, well, this is Massachusetts. We're like, oh, okay, gotcha.
So the wedding was going, and then this woman objected. And what she said was she wanted everybody to look underneath their chair. And when they did, it was a picture of a man and a woman.
Oh.
And the woman was the woman that was getting married to the groom.
Mm-hmm.
And the man was the woman who objected, husband.
And they had been together? And they
had an affair.
Oh my
this
God.
This like a private eye pick?
This is unbelievable.
Holy.
Wait, so she printed them out, put them under everyone's seats at the wedding, and then at the prime moment says, I have something to say.
Were they like walking out of a motel?
And I love that she goes, everyone look under your chair like it's Oprah.
Man.
Yeah.
Right.
Whoa,
this
so
is
she walked
insane.
Okay. So what happened after that? Did it end the wedding or
it ended the wedding and then everyone was like in awe and the groom and the woman, that husband was with his woman, they left together.
What? They just said okay, so the bride left her own wedding with the guy she was having an affair with, who was the woman who showed up and interrupted the wedding's husband.
Well, you know, it's out now. What are you going to do?
Well, I
right?
guess so. It's like,
out.
Well, all right, now everyone knows. Let's just, we get a refund on the venue, maybe, you know, partial refund.
Or just postpone it till we get the wedding.
And the only thing I'm thinking of, is there still an open bar?
Yeah, right? Like, I need a cocktail.
Oh, my God, I love you, Kim.
Wow.
She's going, what, are the drinks still included?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow, what a story. What a story. Thank you, Kim.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye. You too.
Can't beat that one.
Yeah. You can't beat it. I want to ask Lori. Lori, did you hear that?
I did.
Okay. So, listen, you are following a very difficult act.
Yeah.
But I think you have a unique take on this in that it actually happened to you. Someone objected.
Was that your wedding,
yep.
Lori?
Yeah, right. Lori, were you with that woman's husband? So what happened?
So we were having a country wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Full garb. Cowboy hats, gun, you know, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And when it came to that,
did you say guns?
The, well,
wait, we just kind of,
you know, country western wedding.
Okay. Country western, like old,
no,
like
I get
old
it,
school.
I get it. But she just kind of said we had hats and guns, you know, like I was like, whoa.
Hay bales, yeah. John Wayne was there, the whole
we were shooting at each other's feet,
pew,
you know.
Pew.
Okay, so. So, okay, so you got the country wedding, so you got the cowboy hats and the, you know, all the garb and everything, and then and this is your wedding, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
So when our Justice of the Peace asked if anybody objected to this wedding, speak now or forever hold your peace,
right?
A friend of ours stood up and said, I do.
Oh, boy.
And my husband turned around and shot him.
What?
What?
And
wait a second. What is
hold
happening?
On a minute. That's you gotta
is this
be
a movie? What is going on?
What
is a movie
happening today?
I think I'm gonna have
Did
to
you
pause
these
Lori's
calls
story.
Up?
No,
are you in prison?
Are you doing this from John
hold
and
on.
I, Blake?
Is this your one
this
call
is not
for prison?
Like April 1st, April Fool's Day. This is okay. All I knew was that it happened at Lori's wedding. Lori, I may have to put you on hold to sort of preview the rest of your story.
I really don't.
Okay, so your husband turns around and shoots a guy at your wedding.
Yep.
Continue on.
And he starts falling towards my brother, who is sitting in front of him.
Uh-huh.
The only people who knew that we had planned this.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. That's what I was hoping you were going to say, Lori. I'm like, was it? Okay.
Was our friend who got shot.
Right. I would hope he knew.
Yeah.
I would hope he was in on it.
My brother started to turn around, fist drawn.
Oh.
And once we all started laughing, he realized it was
all planned. Okay. Oh, my God, Lori. Yeah.
Wow.
Lori, you could have warned us.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
But it's so much better when
it is. It was great. It was a great story.
We had friends who remembered that for 10, 15 years.
Well, yeah, I don't think I'll forget it.
I would think they'd remember. I don't think at 15 years you'd go, huh, I forgot about that. I think at 20 or 30 years you probably
still
remember that.
Wow.
Shout to the heart. Yeah. You're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
Wow. Thank you, Lori.
You too.
Bye now.
Wow. I kind of felt bad for her. I was like, God, we're going to you, and there's no way you can top.
She did.
Kim's story, and then she goes, well, my husband shot the guy. What?
What?